Hi, and welcome to Understanding God's Word for Such a Time as This. I'm Minister Shanette Peterkin, and we're here tonight, and we want to talk with you for a few minutes about submission to authority. Now, that submitting to authority or submission to authority can apply to church authority or our governing body of laws and rules in our government. Authority that's ran by the government in our nation or in our cities and in our states, what have you. So we want to look at this because it's very important looking at and dealing with the times that we're living in. A lot of Christians are confused about submitting to the governing authority of our leaders, our politicians, our elected officials. And so tonight we're going to hone in more on looking at the political side of it, or the civil government, or our government, how it's ran today. Okay, we want to come from Mark chapter 12, and then we're going to come also from 1 Peter chapter 2. And we're looking at the fact that as a Christian, we have an obligation to stand on and to submit first of all to God and his rule of law in our hearts and lives. We have to be submissive to God's government, to God's way, and understand that living for God means that God is the author of all creation, and he is the one responsible for setting up nations and allowing nations to be set up as a nation under God, such as America, even also Israel, how Israel was ruled by God. They were the only nation that was living for God, had God as their ruler, as their king, and their job as the body of believers during that time was to evangelize the world, to make the world know about the true and living God, which was Jehovah God. So Israel, of course, dropped the ball and became like the kings and the rulers of the world. They wanted a king to be like the world instead of allowing the world to embrace the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who is our God and our Savior, and through the Lord Jesus Christ, Jehovah God. So today we want to look at the fact that when you and I talk about submitting to authority, we're going to come from, first of all, 1 Timothy chapter 2. And I want us to see this, because if a nation is to survive, if a nation is to stand tall, it can only stand tall or be as virtuous as the people that rule it. Because America was ruled by, is a republic, and we elect our officials, and in essence, the elected officials work for us. Okay, so when we look at biblical times, they had kings, they had rulers, which their type of rule was different than our type of rulership, by how our things, the democracy or what have you that we have set up today is different. So we want to look at this because I want us to understand that just because we are Christians doesn't mean that every law, we just obey it and submit to it. Okay, there are many examples in the Bible where people who live for God stood on God's law. See, we are submissive first to the authority of God and his word. And we have to submit to that. That's the authority over the believer's life. We're not, called here to serve parties and just to serve political people that are in positions of authority. We're not here to serve the people per se. Excuse me. But we are here to serve and honor the office that they hold. And they have a duty as an elected official, because they come from the body of people. They are supposed to be beholden to Jehovah God and his will and his rule in their heart and life. So, excuse me. Let us get started here. And we said we'll go to 1 Timothy chapter 2. And let me give me a couple of seconds to get there. And we'll start at verse 1. Let's see here. Give me one second here. 1 Timothy chapter 2. Yes, verse 1. So it says here, and I'll be reading from the expositors, JSM expositors with the notes. And it says here, I exhort supplications, therefore supplications, prayers, and intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. And I'm going to read the notes here. It says, resumes and develops Paul's charge to Timothy, which began in 1 Timothy 1:18. It is as if Paul said, the most important point in this exhortation concerns the universal scope of prayer. All right. So he's talking about prayer, supplications, and intercessions be made. Supplications are simply personal needs. Prayers are petitions, and intercessions in this case is an approach to God on the basis of an accepted relationship and also of giving of thanks, praise, and worship. When we come before God, we should be able to offer up supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. This lends credence to the idea that we should pray about everything. See? Given the time that we're living in right now, dealing with the pandemic, dealing with governmental leaders that are not honoring God's word, that are putting in policies that are contrary to the word of God, we as Christians have a duty to make intercession, supplication, prayers, and giving of thanks be made for all men. We are to pray about the situation and the circumstances that we are presently in, not just for our nation, but around the world, especially when tyranny seems to come in power and rule over the people and oppress them. When that happens, the freedom to live peacefully and to preach the gospel in the spirit of peace is removed. See that? So if we have little Bible, there'll be little freedom. If there is much Bible, there'll be much freedom. If there is no Bible, there'll be no freedom. So the enemy works to remove our allegiance and our love and our virtuous standing and character virtues towards or in the Bible. He stops us from being a virtuous people. One leader made the statement, I think it was Harry Truman or Ben Franklin. He said, only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have need of more masters. See this? So what we see in America today is that the enemy is undermining the word of God. He's causing us to lose our allegiance to God and his word. And we are embracing immorality and things that are contrary to the character and the nature of God. So here he tells us, we as blood-bought saints standing on the truth of God's word should be able to offer up prayer, supplication, and intercession and giving of thanks for kings and for all who are in authority. Talking about civil government. We are to be making intercession, especially about the things that we're facing here in America and around the world during this pandemic. If you're not aware, this pandemic has been used for tyrants to seize power over the people and to take away our constitutional rights. These rights are God-given rights, which are supposed to be protected by the Constitution. So what you and I have to understand, that's here in America. I know some nations around the world have different parliamentary setup or however their government structure is set up differently. But we here in America, we the people are self-governed. We have laws to govern ourselves, and the government stands in subjection to God's or to the people. It's for the people, by the people, of the people. Okay? So it says, we're to make intercession for kings and for all who are in authority that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. See, governments that are set up, that are not set up in godliness and honesty, can only bring about tyranny. If the government is set up contrary to the will or contrary to the character of God, how can we produce, or how can it produce godliness and honesty? I can't submit to that. I can't, let's put it this way. I can't obey that which violates the word of God. And too many of us as Christians are standing apart from the word of God. We're saying with our mouths that we're Christians, but our actions are contrary. We are in support of laws and policies and rules and mandates that are against human rights. Okay, you see this? That are inhumane. We are standing, this is hypocrisy. You see? That's called hypocrisy. And we cannot stand with a government that's contrary to the way and the will of God. Okay? Now notice this. He says, we make intercessions and supplication and prayers and giving of thanks for all men, for kings, for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is the good and acceptable. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of our God, or of God our Savior. You see that? This is the acceptable thing, that nations who have those in authority, we as Christians can lead a quiet, peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. This speaks of the government that's free of turmoil, about which prayer can have a great effect. See this? What's happening today, if you're not aware, and many of you are not aware because many of you are listening to misinformation or disinformation. If your main source of information comes from the platforms of the mainstream media, and when I say mainstream media, I'm talking about the media platforms that has the capability of reaching the masses. That means your ABC, your NBC, your CNNs, your Oprahs, your The View, your these big platforms, and it's now even hit the sports arena. The ESPNs, everybody's going woke. They call it being woke now because it's a cultural wokeness where we're all gathered together, and it's based upon our feelings and emotions, and just turning everything over to where we're not looking at what's morally right. We're looking at what feels good to us. Tolerating sin, embracing lustful desires. You know, we have entertainers and movie stars who promote the gay lifestyle. We have the big industry of Planned Parenthood that promotes abortion, and we have our politicians that create laws to support these very issues, cultural issues. We call it wokeism, where if you're not on board with it, then people want to brand you as being square. They want to silence you. They want to censor you. If you're not aware of the fact that a lot of Christians who are speaking out and standing for truth of the word of God are being censored on Facebook, on Google, on Amazon, whatever it is, you're being censored because you stand against those things that stand against the word of God. This is the world that we're living in. And here Paul is saying that we have to make intercession so that we can live peaceable and quiet life in godliness and honesty. Why? Because God wants to push the furtherance of his word, his gospel, so that all men might be saved. This is the good and acceptable thing in the sight of our God and our Savior. And this is the will of God. See, this is why we need freedom in America to preach truth. We need freedom in America. We don't need to be censored. We don't need to be silenced. We are to reprove or expose the unfruitful works of darkness, not to to have fellowship with it. You see, Paul said, am I your enemy because I tell you the truth? So too many of us as Christians are supporting, whether it's politicians, whether it's political parties that are contrary to the will and the way of God. We can't say we're Christians with our mouths and yet our actions are in support of error. We can't say we love the Lord God, but yet we stand apart from him when we declare that we're going to support things that are contrary to truth. Now, never before in history have we had it where any, I don't care what emergency has taken place. They've had the Black Plague. They've had Ebola. They've had all kind of terrible diseases in the past. No one has shut down a country. No one has mandated that everybody has to wear a mask in order to survive, to have your jobs. You see what I'm saying? So here we are as Christians telling everyone, oh, you got to bow and support because the Bible says to submit to every, to all authority, governmental authority. You're misinterpreting God's word. You have to understand the context of what was taking place then, what kind of government they had, and how the government, those people were ordained of God and placed in position to uphold the word in the way of God. What we have here in America is we were built based upon in God we trust. But when you get people elected into positions that no longer trust in God, and yet trust in socialism and trust in greed and trust in dishonesty and ungodliness, you as a Christian, you're not supposed to just cave in and bow down to laws and policies that are contrary to the word and the will of God. And we're going to get there in a second. So I wanted to read that this verse 4 and 1 Timothy 2. This is the will of God. You have to see why Paul is exhorting us to pray and make supplications and intercessions and the giving of thanks be made for all men, whether they're in a position of authority or not. And he specifically talks about the kings. He's talking about for us, the rulers, our elected rulers, whether they be sheriffs, whether they be a city councilmen or commissioners, whether they be the president, whether they be, it doesn't matter, whoever these elected officials are. You and I have the duty and the responsibility. See how God places this burden on us as Christians. If I'm electing people into office because I want certain things to benefit me, and I'm not looking at what that person stands for and support as a whole, how it will affect a nation or a people, I will be held accountable. See, God holds us accountable to uphold his standards. You and I are first called to submit to the standards of the word of God and the will of God. Okay? That's what we're called to. And that will determine how you stand in light of the laws that are placed here on earth by the rulers that's elected. Will you stand for it or will you stand against the very things that come against God? So here, the demand is on the church. The church is a representation of God on earth. The church is responsible for standing for what is true and what is the true character of God here on earth. So this is the will of God. He says, who will have, in verse 4, all men to be saved? It presents salvation, which is universal in virtue and aim. Not only does he want all men to be saved, he wants all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. Now, if we're all oppressed and suppressed by our governments or those that are in position of authority, how can we push the gospel peacefully and quietly in all godliness and honesty? It can happen. But it will be hard. It will be hard and there will be much persecution. Okay. And so it doesn't matter whether the persecution, we're persecuted or not. We have this mandate to preach the gospel. What he prefers that we be able to lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Okay. So the will of God is for all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge unto the knowledge of the truth. See, the knowledge of the truth is a person, is Jesus Christ and him crucified. So let's turn over here, and I want us to see, we're talking about submitting to authority, and I won't be before you long tonight. We'll keep this short because we'll do it in sections. So let's go back over here and let's see what exactly he's saying. So in Mark chapter 12, and I think it's verse 17, we'll go. Give me a second here. Excuse me, let me get some water here. So Mark 12, let's start at verse 13. It talks about the tribute to Caesar. So these Jews, I'm not going to read it all because of the sake of time, but these Jews, these Pharisees and Herodians, it says in verse 13, and they send unto him certain of the Pharisees and of the Herodians. It says these two parties normally hated each other to catch him, talking about Jesus, in his words, something for which they could be incriminate him for. In verse 14, and when they were come, they say unto him, Master, we know that you are true and care for no man, for you regard not the person of men, but teach the way of God in truth. Okay. It says these were the most brilliant minds of the Pharisees and the Herodians. When they said master, it meant teacher. It says the word was not used without design. So they're trying to catch Christ to incriminate him with his words. So it says they didn't believe any of this, but they were baiting their trap. Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? So this question raised in Israel at that time. The Jews were not necessarily discussing the legality of paying a poll tax to Caesar, but whether a Jew should do it in view of his theocratic relationship to God. Okay? So they were trying to set him up with asking this question. Shall we give or shall we not give? So they're trying to say, hey, since we're Jews and we serve God, should we pay this tax? Because if we pay this tax, it's saying that Caesar is God, that we are loyal to Caesar. See, so had Christ answered wrong, it would have looked like he was trying to start an insurrection against the Roman leader, Tiberius Caesar. Okay. And so they're trying to set a trap because they're trying to get him into trouble with the Roman government. So it says, but he, knowing their hypocrisy, said unto them, bring me a penny that I may see it. And they brought it. And he said unto them, whose is this image and superscription? And they said unto him, Caesar's. So he says, render. Okay. And Jesus answered and said unto them, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And they marveled at him. Now, notice here, they were trying to set him up. And so Christ asked, why tempt you me? He asked, why are you tempting? He knowing their hypocrisy, said unto them, why tempt you me? Then he said, bring me a penny that I may see it. So he answers, he says, whatever debt you owe to Caesar, okay, tax, whatever debt, you give it to Caesar. But as a Christian in my image, you render to me what belongs to me. See, we're in the image of Jesus Christ. And if we're in the image of God, his desires come first. So I have to make sure I'm submitted to the will of God first. Out of understanding and being submitted to the will of God, I'll understand how to render to Caesar that which belongs to him. Okay, you understand that? So it says, so here it says, we have to be absolutely submissive to God, and you will discern from God's ways how to be secondarily submissive to human institutions and authorities. See, a lot of us as Christians, we're not submitted to God, the authority of him and his word. If we were, we will understand how to be submissive to human institution and authorities. So In 1 Peter 2, it says, verse 13 through 15, submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether to a king as the one in authority or to governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and the praise of those who do right. For such is the will of God, that by doing right you may silence the ignorance of foolish men. Act as free men and do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, but use it as a bond slave or bond slaves of God. So notice what it says. The Bible does not speak in the vocabulary of a representative democracy in which officials are elected and laws are drafted by elected officials and have authority over officials. That's not how the Bible's not talking about how we do things. Elected officials and laws that are drafted by the elected officials. So thus, we must make applications to our democratic context carefully. So listen to this. Submission in our republic is primarily to laws and constitutional processes and is not to persons. Our officials are actually our employees. See that? So we are supposed to be submitted to God. This is how our government was set up. Our government was set up in God we trust. Okay? We were self-governed. It came from the Bible. And I don't care how many people say, oh, America is not a Christian nation or it wasn't built upon Christianity. It was. It wasn't built upon Islamism. It wasn't built upon anything else. We were carved and cut out by the Word of God. We were cut out, and when we came here and got our dependence, our independence from over in Britain and what have you, we had the Bible as our guide. It taught how to be governed by God. It was self-government where we were governed, or God was sovereign over our lives individually. We were accountable to Him, okay? And so the Word of God was what we built our Constitution, our Bill of Rights upon. So we learn how to submit ourselves for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it was a king or authority or what have you. But what happened when we left Europe was the fact that those folks wanted, the king or what have you, wanted rule over us. It would not allow us the freedom to serve God. So God allowed America to be established for the purpose of worshiping Him, the freedom to worship Him. So therefore, our laws were based upon freedom in Christ Jesus. So now understand what it says here. Biblical submission is a readiness to obey law and uphold the legal order. It's not an approval or endorsement of all lawmakers or even all laws, absolutely. Just because we have the President Joe Biden in office. Now, y'all hear me. It's not about the person Joe Biden, but what we respect is the office of president. That position has been hijacked, and they're no longer, even with particular parties. The parties are not going according to the laws that were established under the original Constitution and Bill of Rights. They're ushering in a government that's ran based upon socialism, communism, that's not based upon freedom. Now, Joe Biden and his administration is a socialist-leaning government or administration. I know many of you are loyal to the Democrat Party. I know many of you are loyal to Joe Biden or whomever. I know many of you are loyal to any politician or whatever. If that politician or that leader, see, it's not about the person per se, the personality, but it's about the policies. And I know many of you hated President Trump. It really wasn't about President Trump, but we come to know who a person is through the policies they enforce. Okay? So if you look at the policies and you look at what he did in his time frame of being president, laws that were used to bring America down were removed, and laws that will build America's protection and build it up and allow us the freedom were in place. Okay. Laws were put in place for the churches. Laws were, or policies, the things that he was doing was in essence for us. Okay. So many of you that allow the media to paint a wrong image and a wrong narrative, you and I are responsible to make sure that we're not basing our prayers on false information or misinformation, being misinformed. See, the Holy Spirit is the counselor. He's the comforter. He's going to lead you and I to all truth. We're just earthly minded, but this earthly mindset has to be renewed. We have to be transformed in our thinking. Be transformed by renewing your mind. So I have to submit to God's way, which is the cross of Christ, in order to be renewed in the spirit of my mind. Just because I attend the church, just because I say I'm loyal to an organization, doesn't mean that I'm loyal to the word of God or to God himself. Okay, we got to understand that. Being loyal to an institution, to a political party, to a persons of politics or what have you, doesn't make you loyal to God. This is what we need to separate and do a dividing. And I'm going to have to close tonight. We'll come back and talk again throughout the week. But this is what we have to bring about the separation. This is where God will bring about the separation. You got to understand that all submission ends when the word of God has been violated. If the word of God has been violated, you are not to submit to it. So that means if you have officials, elected officials in position that are pushing for laws and policies that are contrary to God and his way, you are not to submit to it. Y'all hear me? And many of you are walking around saying that because people are in a position of authority, God put them there. No, you have to understand the purpose of these people being in positions of authority. Let me read it here again in 1 Peter chapter 2. It says, submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether to a king as the one in authority or to governors as sent by him, for the punishment of evildoers and the praise of those who do right. If these people are not punishing evildoers, you're not to submit yourself to it. You see this? To that human institution or to that king or to those governors. It doesn't matter. If evildoers, and we use for example when they had that guy in Waukesha, I think it was, a camp. Maybe I'm not saying it right, but he was let out on parole when he had an outstanding criminal cases against him. And crooked DAs let him out, and what did he do? He went and ran over people, and some died. See, these are evildoers, and that government or that DA who allowed him to go free did not punish the evildoer. See? Today, what's happening with our government, if you look very closely, it is looking as if our government is acting as a good, back in the time of Hitler, he had his crooked police and brown shirts to go out and punish anybody that dissented against his government rule. What's happening today, January 6th, situation that happened, when you look at the official documents, these people were not in line with what the one side agreed or believed. So when they got in power, what are they doing? They're trying to punish everybody that dissents. Same thing with Facebook. And I'm just making you aware of what's happening in case you're not aware. Many of us have stuck our heads in the sand and refused to see what is happening. Why? Because we don't want our comfortableness to be disturbed. We don't want to have to engage and do something about it. And when I say do something, I mean to expose, to reprove it, to acknowledge, to stop voting for these people and stop supporting these people. See, as Christians, our mindsets have to be changed. And many of us don't want to change. We want to continue to support abortion. We want to continue to support politicians that tear down families by the LGBTQ community and agenda. There's so much, and we just want to have the Bible or Sunday morning or our Bible studies, but we don't want to take the time to see what the Word is telling us in our day-to-day living to stop doing, stop supporting wrongdoing. The governments are set up to punish evildoers and the praise of those who do right. For such is the will of God, that by doing right, you may silence the ignorance of foolish men. See that? We become law-abiding citizens. We are law, by being a law-abiding citizen, you silence the ignorance of foolish men. So he says, act as free men and do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, but use it as bond slaves of God. You're first called to be a slave or be submitted to God, not to a church organization, not to a governmental body, not to human institutions. You're called first to be submitted to God. And out of learning how to submit to God and the authority of his word, you will respect the office of those positions if they walk in line with the will of God, to punish evildoers and praise of those who do right. Biblical submission is a readiness to obey law and uphold the legal order, not an approval or endorsement of all lawmakers or even all laws absolutely. So Christ's absolute supremacy over our lives qualifies the absoluteness of human law. The Christian recognizes Christ and his law as the final authority. So all submission in if God, Christ, and his law is not recognized as the final authority in your life. If Christ is recognized and his law, if that's the final authority of your life, you're not loyal to a political party, whether it's Democrat, Republican, or whomever. You're loyal to what is right according to God and his standard, and it's the cross of Christ. You and I are not loyal to our culture of or our race. See what they're pushing today? Today, the black card is in. Today, the black race is on top. If you look at most of the commercials, most of the news anchors, most of the entertainment, if you're black or if you're a minority, they promote that now. This is not the Christian plight. This is not how we live. If you're a minority, that's what's in. Back in the civil rights time, if you were white, that was in. That was an in thing. So people were given a pass. And it was okay. Things were alleviated because of that particular skin color or race at that time. We flipped the script. Now it's the black race or minorities. It's the in thing. And now it's persecution to the other race. You see, all it is an endless cycle of flip-flopping and using us as tools to usher in the enemy's agenda. He comes to divide in order to conquer. This is why you and I must be crucified with Christ so that God can bring unity in the body and the will of God for all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth can be accomplished. So on that note, I'm going to close because I am out of time and I just want to come briefly to talk about submission to authority. Okay. So we thank you for tuning in tonight and we pray that we've said some things that will strengthen you in your walk. I know it's late, but I do thank you for listening. And for those that will listen later on, we thank you for taking the time to hear what we have to say. So until next week, we'll see you again on Understanding God's Word for Such a Time as This. Thank you and be blessed.